Blog Talk Radio.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting.
We're still honoring Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration of his 95th birthday. The Psalms I want you to read tonight is Psalms 18 and Psalms 20. We're honoring Dr. King. We're honoring the movement of Dr. King and so much happened in the movement. What, and some of it, it happened in New York, in Harlem. What they played up in Harlem, New York. That was the band, Rhythm and Blues Band. We're honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. all this month. And Dr. King, the We Shall Overcome, I'm playing a little of that. And tonight is Divine Healing Night, or Divine Talk. I want the word to heal you tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Francis, who called me earlier. Ralph, I'm praying for you who asked for prayer. And all them that asked for prayer tonight, I'm praying for you that this service will be a blessing to motivate you, to carry you to another level. So I'm going to be praying for your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough. Whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Those that have loved ones, there's no sorrow on earth for them getting out of here. People are dying, young folks are dying, heart attacks, strokes. The evil is going on. And you standing in the territory of evil. But you must be strong, man, strong woman. God will heal your body. God will heal your mind. He will take the curse and the disease out of your body tonight. Kind words will lift you to the next level. A divine word will heal you. And tonight, I want to talk about healing. Now, if you got a problem, put a glass of water by your bedside. And when the service gets started, wherever you sick at, lay your hands on it. You're going to get healed tonight. Let me say it again. Divine healing through a divine word. Let me say it again. A divine healing through a divine word. What that mean? That means if you hear it and you got faith, God going to heal you here and now. You ain't got to wait till in the morning. God going to heal cancer, cataract, heart attack, stroke. God going to heal those that mind messed up. Lady told me her daughter talking out of her head. I prayed for her before the show started. Man called me and said, son is in jail. I prayed for him. I want to tell you tonight a divine word. If you listen, and I want to pray tonight, him that got stroke, heart attack, those that lost dad and mama, sister, brother. One family got electrocuted. Step out the car, got electrocuted from all this storm. And you know we got storms all over. But prayer changes things. And tonight, whatever your problem may be, I'm going to let you know God, the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that will heal you, brought Daniel out of the lion's den. Same God talked to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they wouldn't bow. They stood with God. And tonight, wherever you might be in your home, driving a car, but you might not have no home. I'm praying mercy and for God to heal you. You that blind, you're going to see. You that lame, you're going to walk. You that are sick with heart attacks, strokes, tumors, lungs, cancer, I dismiss tonight. High blood, I dismiss. In the name of the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, I decree tonight your healing. It is so. I decree that peace in your home. It is so. I decree tonight deliverance in your life. And it is so. Some of you crossed up, messed up, and don't know you crossed up. But you got to hold on, man. Woman, you got to hold on to God. When it seems like everything is gone away, God will heal. The lady said her daughter needs healing. She don't know what's wrong with her. Prayer. Same thing. And I'm talking about a divine word with a divine healing. you accept the divine talk of God and you accept the healing now. I'm praying for you. Call me in Mississippi, Alabama, Mama Joe in Louisiana, Brother Francis in New Orleans, and those that call because they done gave up. But I hear the roaring lion coming from God. I hear the power of the Holy Ghost healing you now. And I just want you to get ready for a quick, fast, in the area healing.
Lord, I ain't gonna do that to you. You know better than that. Don't lose your power. Lose your accent. Don't lose your power. Don't lose your cutting edge. And you know, I'm just glad that you came. I want you to minister more. I have at least about 15 to 20 minutes on the air. And whatnot. And if you want to take all that time or whatever portion of time you want to take, I want you to know you in charge. You are in charge. Let's see if this mic is working here. And if so, see if it's on. If so, I want you to give it to him and let him have the way of it on. I don't mean just give it to him. Yeah, you got it. You're all right. How you feeling, Evan?
Wonderful, wonderful. The Lord is good to you, isn't he? All the time.
It's some great things for you.
Yes, sir.
Glad for you being in Fellowship Baptist Church. Take your time. You got 15 or 20 minutes to do whatever you want to do. I don't know if I can give that much time to some other guy. But you such a fine person. And down through the years, you've been that way. I want you to know you're at home. Is he at home?
Can we put our hands together for the Lord again? Everybody, come on. Come on and clap your hands, everybody. If you love Jesus, come on and clap your hands. Give God a thunderous applause. If he's been good to you, come on, clap your hands.
Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, everything the devil stole from me, I want you to know he can have it.
And the reason why he can have it, God got something better. Why don't you turn around and look at someone else and say, neighbor, everything the devil stole from me, I want you to know he can have it. And the reason why he can have it, God got something better. Say it.
to give him.
Give him the praise.
Glory. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear now. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. If he's been good to you, turn around and give somebody high five and say, he's been good. Get a witness in here. They said I never walked again, but I just want want to show you something. When you walk by faith and not by sight, he'll make a way out of no way. Say yes! Say yes! Everybody had to say 98 is my year. No, don't play with them. Look at them say 98 is my year. Look at them give a high five and say 98 is my year. I'ma make it in high. Yeah! Yeah! You know why the devil was messing with you in 97? He tried to take many of y'all out in 97. A lot of folks didn't make it in 97. The only reason why the devil was doing what he's doing, attacking and afflicting, and trying to cripple your finances. Because he know when 98 got here. Neighbor, all that I've been through with, guess what? I still have my job. I still have my job. If you got joy, say yeah. If you got joy, jump on your feet and say yeah. Trials come on every hand. I feel like through it all. I feel like going on.
Give me the ability to walk again.
Oh,
man. Go.
God, restore my vision back to my eyes. Touch my kidneys again. How many know this power is prayer? The Lord spoke to me and said, you're going to be a living testimony. You'll be able to tell men and women and boys and girls that Jesus is still the same. Today, yesterday, and forever. 41 years old, and I ain't always had it easy in my life. When my mother had me, she was 17 years old. She was in a predicament that where she had to give me away when I was 3 weeks old. I hate to say that. You're not going to bring this baby in this house. But how many God knows that God takes the nobodies?
Amen.
And he makes somebody's. You're going to win them? All my life I heard that I would never amount to anything. You know, sometimes sanctified folk can really hurt you real bad. Say cruel things and dog you out. Come on, say amen. Won't even give you a chance, but thank God. There's a God that sits high and looks down low. Being the oldest out of 10 children, 7 of them are living. And I look at my life. I have been perfect. I've made mistakes like you have. As long as you keep living, you're going to make some more mistakes. But when you make your mess, clean your mess up. Do like the Bible. The Bible says if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah 43:25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sin. He's a good God, ain't he? Tell your neighbor, said he's a good God. And if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, we wouldn't be here right now. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord. He was there. Even in the midnight hour. Breaking news.
At the midnight hour, God was there. It's just something about the word tonight. It's a healing to your body, healing to your mind. And he was there all the time. You might not understand, but God was there all the time. Somebody been going through something this week, and you said, Bishop, I want to know how can I overcome it. I want to tell you how you overcome it. God was there all the time. And he's going to carry you through whatever you've been going through. He's going to carry you through it. So whatever you've been worrying about, get ready for God to bring, because prayer changes things. Prayer breaks down the stronghold. So whatever you've been holding on to, get ready, because prayer going to bring you where you're supposed to be. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Prayer going to open up that new door for you. You know, bitch, how he going to do it? That's what prayer do. Going to bring that door wide open for you, and when he bring it open, it's going to be a blessing for you, wherever you might be. So tonight, get ready and claim what you want God to do for you. Somebody said, bitch, I don't know what I want him to do. But I want him to do something for me.
Have you ever been lonely, 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 lonely?
I want you to hear some greetings from a special friend of our presiding bishop and the Church of God in Christ indeed. He is an outstanding person. He's a great world-class preacher and singer, pastor of the great Fellowship Baptist Church in the city of Chicago. It's already been announced that Bishop Williams is going to break the bread of life to us today, but I want you to hear this special person, special friend, and guest of our presiding bishop. He's going to extend greetings to this 91st Holy Convocation. Would you please warmly receive the Dr. Clay Evans, City of Chicago.
On all of the members of the board and to the constituency of the convocation. My. I know some of you wonder, so why he's here? Here for the same reason you here. From all of us, bless you. I try not to miss a year. I come not to greet you as such, but for what you mean to me. Just to be in your presence. And there are a whole lot of other folks may not be of your denomination as such. Well, our denomination, Church of Christ, our denomination, as such. But they come because they get a blessing. I heard Bishop say a while ago, and he didn't feel too good. They got up this morning, and sometimes you just have to push yourself. But the moment he got among the saints, watch out, don't start now. It's strength. Look over and tell somebody, say, strength in fellowship. And then he turned around and sang my song. No. Stand.
Yeah.
What I mean by my song, I lost my oldest daughter a year or so ago, and that song was strength to me.
Yeah.
I had them to do it several times, and all during the funeral service. It's just certain things you just reach out and grab you. I was here so ago, and I always get some And I want you to know I got something today. I don't have to steal it. Just tell you I got something. That's what I came here for, to get something. I sit around here. And one of the men saying, it is me, it's me, it's me again. It grabbed me. I went on and recorded it. You want to know where I got it from? I got it from right here. It's me. It's me again. I called it. Damn it, this morning. And I talked to you. Oh, 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 oh. Real late last night. It's me again. I got that from here. Now you don't want me to come back because I get something. It's good for people to want to be around. You ever seen some folks that nobody want to be around? You got somebody, you don't even want to see them coming. Bishop, I love you. Well, let me name another, and I'm not going to be up here long. But I'm made so welcome here. Yeah. You ever seen some family people get around, and they make you more welcome than your own family?
Yeah.
Lennon, a property without honor in his own time. But y'all just act like I'm somebody. And that makes me feel good. I'll be back tonight. I'll be back tomorrow.
Get ready for a breakthrough for 2024. Get ready for the God for the universe to bring closure and breakthrough in your life. He know your name. He know where you at. What I'm talking about, the God of the universe, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. I'm talking about the God within you. That God is within you, bringing power and bringing healing to you. He know your name. He know where you at. But the reason you have not claimed that you are the God of the universe. For that special breakthrough. I just want you to get ready for that special breakthrough. A breakthrough coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to get ready and name it and know it's coming for you. The mighty cloud of joy. Walk around heaven. This to all our ancestors, Ashe. Whatever you're going through, this ought to uplift you. This go out to you, Brother Robert, Brother Maxine. This go out to you, Brother Joe. Jerry, for you. Luke, for you. Larry, for you. Psalm 59, where you got the pencil, Mary. Psalm 59. Psalm 98. Psalm 24. Thank you.
40% on heartfelt gifts for the ones you love most, like a personalized
God.